The third person that has asked to address the board tonight is Robert McCammon. McCammon, yes, sir. And I understand that you are the author of one of the books in question. Do you mind my mentioning that? Well, thank you. And that you've come from out of state to address the board, please.
I'm Robert McCammon, author of the book Boy's Life. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak and giving me some time. Due to the wonders of the internet, I found out about this, that the book was on the controversial list about 3 days ago. I know the situation has been kind of going on since May, so I really wish I had known before 3 days ago, because I had to run down here and make my presentation. But I really would appreciate it. I do appreciate your hearing what I have to say. I understand that Mrs. Nicholson and I share an era. We were both born in the 1950s, and we've lived through many tumultuous times. Boy's Life is about four good boys living in an Alabama town called Zephyr, and about the era that Mrs. Nicholson and I share. These four boys, over the course of a year, come into contact with a changing world. One does not survive, and all are drastically changed themselves, but are made stronger and better for the changing. I think Mrs. Nicholson remembers the era of heroes and villains. I certainly do. The Lone Ranger, the Green Hornet, Captain America, Captain Kangaroo, the good guys, Krabby Appleton, Dr. Fu Manchu, the German soldiers on the TV show Combat, any cowboy in a black hat, the bad guys. Many changes in our country have been for the better. One most certainly has not: the loss of the good guys. The blurring of white hats and black hats until all you get is a murky and unreliable gray. Boy's Life sets out to show the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. I suppose for that reason alone, it is a hopelessly old-fashioned and nostalgic book. Does that profanity? Indeed it does, and actually more than I recall putting in there when I wrote it. Is some of it tough, nasty, and makes your skin crawl? Absolutely yes. You might ask then why I would write a book like that for young people to read. I would say that I did not write it for young readers. However, over the course of this book's life, it has struck a chord with young readers. I don't know why, since it's set in an era that was lost before they were born. I think it must be something universal, something of yearning and struggle and change and fitting into a world that is very often filled with frightening shadows. One thing that I believe Boy's Life does very well, extremely well, is showing the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. Every character who speaks a profanity in Boy's Life is a bad guy. In the illustrations that Mrs. Nicholson has offered, Ho Still You, S.H., I understand we're televised, is hollered by a wretched carnival worker to a creature in his care. The creature is a dinosaur, a triceratops, a wondrous creature, a unique last of its kind, and this wretched soul-sick man does not see the wonder. He only sees the garbage. The second illustration that was made, Where's the Money, You MF-er, was spoken by an equally wicked man in a dream sequence that the hero of the book experiences. He is led to a big city by benign characters representing the mummy, Frankenstein, and Count Dracula, and shown the evil that waits for him there, and that he must be strong enough to recognize and resist. In fact, the whole line reads, Where's the money, you MF-er? The first man said in a voice of quiet evil. This book does have profanity, but it is not a profane book. You might ask, why did I use such graphic profanity when I might have shown someone wore a black hat by wearing a black hat? Well, every profanity they speak is a black hat. I wanted the bad characters to have bad language, bad habits, and to be reaping the results of bad choices. Is this a glorification of the bad guy? No, it is a condemnation. No good character in Boy's Life speaks of profanity. Now, having said that, I do remember how young boys talk, and so there are a few good-natured numbnuts thrown about. As I say, hopelessly nostalgic and old-fashioned. But this book marks a clear pathway. You go up or you go down. The choices you make stay with you forever, and you wear the color hat of your decisions. I always wanted to think of myself as the good guy. Now we hear in our popular media, it's whack to be a good guy. It's a sucker's pose. Or the old chestnut, good guys never win. In this book, they do win. And they win clearly and convincingly because they have recognized which path leads up and which path leads down. I wish I had time to read you some of the letters I've gotten from people, including high school students, teachers, school counselors, pastors, librarians, parents in Japan, Scotland, Texas, Hawaii, just about every place in between. I know I'm probably running over. May I read you one letter briefly to stand for those letters, please?
Ask permission from the board. Does members of the board have an objection?
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. Dear Mr. McCammon, I am 15 years old and my name is Judy Gower. I've wanted to write ever since I could. I wrote my first story when I was 4. It was really corny, but it shows who I am. I've only read 2 of your books so far, Boy's Life and Swan Song, but they're my favorite books and I own them both. I love the way you use details and the way you make language visual. I can always see the story when I read your books, and I really admire that. Right now, I'm doing a novel, which is probably pretty stupid because I'm so young and I've never even had a short story published yet, which is what I've heard you're supposed to do first. My dream is to see my book in a store. I just sometimes fantasize about it. No wonder I have no boyfriend. I wanted to ask you a few questions. What kind of things inspired you as a child? For me, it is my mother and other books and X-Files, the coolest show on the air. What should I do to prepare to be an author? What should I take in college? And if you know, what colleges are really good for creative writing? Finally, what should I do in order to be able to write like you? Once when I was writing, I read a piece of one of your books, and when I went back to my writing, I got depressed because I felt like I could not write well. I didn't write any more that day. Have you ever felt like that? Who were your favorite writers as a child or teen? Mine is you. I'm sorry if I took up too much of your time, but I felt compelled to tell you how much I enjoy your work. I've read Boy's Life 3 times now, first when I was 13. Will you be writing any more books soon? Please do. I really like them. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to read this letter. If you could, please, please, please write back. Sincerely, Judy Gower, Baltimore, Maryland. To finish, there are so many young people who might read Boy's Life and see their own creativity take flight and possibly their own dreams of writing come true. And one thing they will take from Boy's Life into the future is a clear understanding of the difference between the good guys and the bad. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.